Hello, in this little episode in the SMSF podcast, I just want to focus a little bit on further benefits that you will likely receive, super benefits. In a previous episode, we discussed different phases of super, so whether you're in accumulation phase, transition to retirement, or pension phase. We also discussed some of the taxation aspects of receiving benefits and withdrawing when you're in each of these phases. Now, please bear in mind also in accumulation phase, you cannot withdraw except for under compassionate grounds or circumstances, which the ATO has outlined on their website. And withdrawing from your super in accumulation mode or accumulation phase, you're generally taxed at your marginal tax rate, or I think the percentage is about 22%, whichever one is lower. But please check with your professional accountant and tax agent as to when and how you can withdraw. And then specifically, most importantly, please check with the ATO on how you can withdraw. When you're in transition to retirement phase, you can withdraw using two options. One option is a lump sum withdrawal, where if you withdraw up to the low rate cap, which was discussed previously, if it's a lump sum, then that amount is tax-free. However, any excess over the low rate cap is taxable in your individual tax return at your marginal rates, and you may be able to qualify for a 15% offset. But please, again, make sure and double check these things before you even go ahead and before you decide to withdraw a lump sum of greater than a low rate cap. Now, on all these withdrawal matters, you would have also heard about the different types of components in your super balance. So there's what we call a tax-free component. Now, that's usually a percentage of your total super balance. So that tax-free component is always tax-free, regardless of what phase you're at when you make a withdrawal from super. The other component is your taxable component, and that will usually come from a taxed element. We did discuss some different examples of what is a taxed element, and that will attract income tax at your individual marginal rates or at a lower tax rate as prescribed by the ATO. Now, the other thing is when you make a withdrawal of, say, a certain amount, now, if that amount, let's say, for example, you have a super balance of $100,000, let's say $30,000 of that is tax-free and the tax-free component, and $70,000 of that is a taxable component. Now, if you withdraw $30,000, that's not all tax-free, because you need to use a proportion of the tax-free component as an overall percentage of your total super balance. So that $30,000 withdrawal will only attract a tax-free component of 30% of the $30,000. The remainder 70% is going to be taxable. So that's whether you withdraw in your accumulation mode as approved by the ATO, or whether you withdraw a income stream summary income stream pension from your transition to retirement account. Now, if you're in pension mode, if your super fund is, if your SMSF is in full pension mode, there you're over 60 years, there is no tax on any withdrawal components. And there is no tax. You don't declare it in your tax return. Now, the other benefit that you can likely receive in relation to super is what we call a death benefit. Now, a death benefit's where a member has a will and there's a binding nomination. Now, that's done through solicitors. You can do a legally binding nomination or a non-binding nomination. Now, whether you take that option or not, that's all going to have an impact on who's going to receive the benefit and how that benefit's going to be taxed. Now, how that death benefit is taxed, well, that'll depend on whether you are a dependent of the deceased for tax purposes. Now, the ATO has information and has certain criteria as to and to in determining whether you are a dependent of the deceased for tax purposes or whether you're not a dependent. So if you're a dependent of the deceased for tax purposes, let's say you receive a death benefit as a lump sum. Well, there's no tax on this. But if the death benefit is via an income stream, well, different tax rates may apply based on factors in determining whether you are or whether you are not a dependent of the deceased. So now, if you're not a dependent of the deceased, you can still receive a death benefit, but it has to be in the form of a lump sum. Now, again, by not being a dependent on the deceased, you still need to declare that benefit, and a maximum of 15% plus Medicare levy will apply, and that will be taxable in your tax return. So let's say you're not a dependent of the deceased, and yet you received a $50,000 lump sum death benefit. Let's say the tax-free component of that is $15,000. Now, that is always tax-free. There's no tax on that. However, the remaining $35,000 is taxed at 17%. So that's 15% plus 2% Medicare levy. So again, check with the ATO, check with your professional accountant and tax agent to see whether you, if you have received a death benefit, the first thing you need to determine is whether you're a dependent for tax purposes or not. The next thing to determine is whether you receive the income via a lump sum or via an income stream. This is a very special matter in special circumstances, and it needs to be tread very carefully. Now, these nominations, the binding nominations or non-binding nominations, they're done through solicitors. They're done legally. It's in the form of a will, basically, that states who is to receive your benefit upon you being deceased. So that's just another type of benefit that you may like to be aware of that you can receive from super.